Sports commentator Frank DeFord joins us now, as he does every Wednesday. This time, he's in for a chat. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Steve.
I notice you're not at the Olympics.
Yeah, this is the first one I've missed since 1980, the Soviet Olympics, which we boycotted. I'm not boycotting these Olympics. I'm just not there. I'm just staying home like an average Joe and watching it on television, which in many respects is the best way to see the Olympics. And I think when people sitting at home see all the empty seats, they sort of feel like, well, we must not be missing anything if the Greeks don't even want to pay to go out to see their own Olympics.
You're not the only one who's missing the Olympics at this point.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to have the same kind of spirit and oomph that Olympics in the past have, and I can't see it getting a whole lot better.
Why not? I mean, it's Athens, it's the Olympics. Why wouldn't there be some excitement?
I just think sometimes the stars don't align right. And, of course, we've had so much of a depression coming in because of all the drug talk, which even continued into the Olympics. And so I think that has sort of given us a downer. There was all the talk about even are the Greeks going to finish things? And, of course, overlaying that all is the business about terrorism, which has kept so many foreigners, including a lot of Americans, away. So I don't think it has the same kind of sort of international spirit that it had in years past. It just hasn't captured us the way it has in the past.
Now, the U.S. basketball team, men's basketball team, had another game last night, but they've already been humiliated pretty resoundingly no matter how things end up in this Olympics.
Americans don't practice. Last summer, I was at an Italian basketball camp for several days, and they practice there. They work on fundamentals, just the simple stuff of where you put your feet, how you go from side to side, how you square up for a shot. Everything is done over and over and over again, whereas the American system is pretty much to play games. And not only that, the American players are so good just from an athletic point of view that they've in effect overwhelmed the game. And then they come up against people who are playing much more of a team game, and we don't seem to be able to counter it.
So you're disappointed in the Olympics at large. You're disappointed in the U.S. basketball team. How about the Iraqi soccer team?
Oh, that's fun. About four or five weeks ago, I went to Amman, Jordan to see the Iraqi soccer team. They're sort of like the Montreal Expos of soccer. It's pretty hard for them to schedule any games in Baghdad.
Not a lot of home games.
No. And so they traveled. They'd been in Italy just before that, and they played a World Cup game, not an Olympic game. And a lot of Iraqis were there. It's a wonderful story because these same guys, many of them were literally tortured by Saddam's son, who was in charge of the Olympic movement in Iraq. I mean, tortured in many horrible ways. I mean, he would even put some of them in caskets and nail them shut, and they had no idea whether they were, you know, being smothered to death, and brutally beat them, all these sort of things if they lost. And so not only are they the spirit of their country now, but just for themselves, they feel like they have been just absolutely freed from some awful nightmare.
Did you get a chance to talk to them when you met them in Amman, Jordan?
I did, and they had just won a big game. They'd beaten Taipei, and they were just over the top with excitement, and their countrymen waving banners in the stands and screaming. It's the kind of Olympic spirit that we often talk about but don't see. And even if I couldn't speak to them as well as I'd like to because of the language barrier, their enthusiasm and their joy just overwhelmed anything else they had to say.
So you're at home, like many of the rest of us, in this August. What sports are you watching on television?
I'm still watching the Olympics, and I always love the equestrian events, and I love beach volleyball. They're my two favorite Olympic sports, the three-day eventing, which really isn't captured, and beach volleyball, which is just so much fun. I think I'd rather watch that than anything in the world. But, of course, I'm keeping an eye on all the other indigenous American sports, NASCAR and baseball. And
is there a baseball team that you just got to watch when you're flipping around the channels?
Well, I grew up in Baltimore. Let me put it this way. I'm very suspicious of people who move and take on a new team. You should stick with the team of your youth all the way to your grave. That shows a sense of loyalty and devotion.
Sports commentator Frank DeFord has been loyal to us for years. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. He's the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, and he speaks to us from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.